can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. If you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do, you can give us a call, 847-475-1590. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 847-475-1590. We've got open phone.
Find a water leak.
Oh, yeah. Couple three of those this week. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Cowgill. In the second hour, we'll be talking with Elliot Richardson from the SBAC, find out what's going on out there in the SBAC world and small business area. And then, of course, we've got Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart. And in the third hour, we've got a new segment we're just coining today. It's brand new, so you'll want to stay tuned in the third hour. It's called Rich on the Road.
Ooh.
Yeah. And of course,
or not.
Or not. We're going to find out. And of course, your phone calls for the entire 3 hours. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And, of course, that drawing is at the end of the show. So, Robbie, our new segment that we're just rolling out today, brandy new.
Thanks for sharing with me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when did we talk about that? Yesterday, Rich?
Yes.
Where are you going, Rich?
Thursday, maybe.
It was Thursday.
Where are you going? What golf tournament or fun
no,
fancy?
No, I'm going to your old neck of the woods. I actually, because I found out last week I'm off on Monday, so I'm going to Daytona, so I'm going to the race tonight. And it's a 4.5-hour drive for me, as you know. So, yeah, going to hop into DeBoogie and
hop into really? DeBoogie. How long are you going to be there?
Probably through tomorrow.
I guess where I'll be tomorrow.
Are you flying in tomorrow?
I am.
Boy, uh-oh. Will your arms be tired.
Whoa!
Like, never heard that one before. Yeah, I know. That one deserves a sigh, at the very least.
So, Rich is going, he has to hit the road, 10 o'clock?
I'm
going to
do it at 10, yeah, because, I mean, it's like I said, well, then you know what changed is the Xfinity race got postponed last night because of rain.
Yeah.
So they're starting at noon. So I really should have gotten on the road at 6 and I could have made both races today.
Oh, wow.
But I'm committed.
Yes. To this goofy show. And we can't figure out why, but we keep showing up. So
yeah. No, it's good.
So the third hour of the show will be Rich on the Road. We're going to try that segment where he's driving along and he will be connected.
Riding along. The
riding.
Missus will be driving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Robbie, the upside for this for you is that what I'm using as the software on my phone, which would mean you might have to invest in a better smartphone with a data, you know, big data plan.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's corporate, so I'm covered.
Yeah.
But if it works, we can do this kind of anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to do that.
Uh-huh.
Because right
well,
now
we're
I
still
can't.
We're still going to make you get out of bed when you're in town. You still got to come in the studio.
No.
Yeah.
No, this is ridiculous.
No, if this works, Rich, she's going to be doing it in her jammies sitting on her couch.
But you can't. You need that visual. You got to be able to see it, and it's going to be hard.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I'd be driving down a road and be like, hey, look at the cow.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do? See, can't have Skype on at the same time.
Well, you can take your tablet, though, can't you? Or does a tablet not have a...
No, my tablet is my iPad is cellular also.
Okay.
So, because I have to have full access to everything, you know.
Yeah, so if you have the tablet and then you also have your phone going, be rocking and roll. We'll have both of it.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, a lot of new cars have Wi-Fi built into them.
Yep, all the Chevrolets do.
How does that sort of work? I mean, you can't have Wi-Fi without a hotspot. So where is it actually, even if it's creating a hotspot, is it still doing it through the cellular system built into the car and then just converting to Wi-Fi in the cabin?
I think so. Because Di's car has the phone and all that stuff. But it works. She's got it's got the satellite phone in it.
Does she have a fancy new car?
No. It's a 12.
Wow.
Yeah, the technology now is, it goes back 4 or 5 years. It's not, real new.
We've been places where we couldn't get a regular cell signal, mm-hmm. and her car still connects. But it's a Chevy, so, you know, that's, I think it's through that OnStar program, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a satellite system.
So this week you posted about moving, senior living.
Yes.
Can't remember what. And somebody said, what does that have to do with house?
I think it has a lot to do with that.
I agree, but it just made me think of this conversation.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. So one of the stories we put up this week was about senior. When do you have to move your parents out of their house?
Yep.
And, you know, I think that's facing more and more people today. And what do you do? You know, do you leave them stay? Do you revamp their house so that they can stay? Do you move them out? I mean, those questions are huge.
That's a huge problem because most people can't afford, a community or, assisted living. I mean, it's not cheap. So that's not an easy one.
And the other issue is the parent who doesn't want to leave.
Yep.
That's what I have found just in general speaking with clients and things like that.
That's going to be me. You're not going to go.
You're not going to want to leave, you don't want to take them in.
No, you're not going to
want to leave.
I'm not going to want to leave. You got to go put me in a box. Forget that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to.
Well, I think that's why you see a lot more parents moving into a child's home, and a related living kind of situation is becoming more predominant. And you can tell that because, I mean, even when I was doing additions up in Chicago, a good number of them, I would say probably 10-20% of them were to be related living, where they were selling the parents' home, using part of the proceeds from that to fund the addition.
Right.
They would live together for a length of time, and if the parent passed, then, whatever. But it was still far less expensive than, I don't even want to say nursing home, because most of the parents weren't that bad. You know what I mean? It's like, that's a whole different
That's a different level.
Whatever.
That's a different level. But if you have, when you're putting on that first floor master suite, basically is what you're doing,
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people are looking for, too, for the same reasons. So, there's a lot of, I still see the homes going up today because on a 50 by 120 lot, you can't put a three-bedroom, four-bedroom ranch up. You know, you still need to do a two-story. So, but I just see where ranches are really, really popular right now. They move a lot better. No stairs, and it's easier to get in and out, and
we predominantly build single-story ranches, and, I wouldn't really call them ranches or not your true L shape or whatever, but all single stories, when we do get onto tighter lots and we do two stories, I've actually have, I always tell you, I just finished a house and it sold in 3 days and this keeps happening.
Yeah.
We do have a house I've been sitting on, 5 months now.
Wow.
It's a gorgeous home, and I'd buy it in a heartbeat. I mean, it's absolutely stunning, but it's a two-story with no elevator.
Oh.
And it's amazing. So we, in the neighborhood it's in, we assumed a younger family, full-time resident, would purchase it.
Uh-huh.
And it hasn't happened. So, but everything else, we have to put elevators in.
Amazing.
It
won't sell, right?
Right.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, you have to, well, that's right. You took the universal design, I think, didn't you? You're a UDCP.
Yep.
But that's the whole point of it is aging, or like the National Association of Home Builders, they're certified aging in place. And, it's design the home for the future.
Yes.
You're not going to be on 2 feet your whole life. At some point, you're going to be on 2 feet with a cane or a walker. So you have to make doorways wider. And, that stuff still isn't in the normal blueprints for an everyday home.
No, still not.
And it should be.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, it is. So the aging in place, when is the right time to get your parents out? What do you do to get your parents to move? You know, what things need to be done? All of that's posted up on Twitter and Facebook. There's an article there we posted. And it's also on our Mighty House blog page. So you can go there and check it out. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get to the phones right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And there's this newsletter thing that Rich works. He works his fingers to the bone on every
really?
Week. Oh, yeah. And if you go to MightyHouse.net and you click on the Contact Us page, you can fill out the form, and you will be signed up for the newsletter that Rich works so hard to put out every week. So you can go there and sign up for it. And with that, you guys ready to go to the phones?
I am.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's try Mary in Chicago. Hey, Mary, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I have a question about replacing my water heater.
Okay.
About a year ago, you walked me through the process of replacing my toilet. And I went to Crawford Supply, and I got the toilet. They installed it. Everything was beautiful.
Excellent.
But now I'm going to need a water heater. So
okay.
I guess my question is, would Crawford be a place to purchase one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Crawford can take care of
okay.
you for sure.
And then they would install it?
No. No, you'll still have to find an installer.
Okay, so my plumber then could do it.
Yes. Yes,
yes.
He can.
Yes.
Now, before you run up there and buy one, they changed the rules April of 2015. So the new water heaters have a lot more insulation. So they're a little bit taller, a little bit wider. So you want to get some measurements.
Just
to
like
the
me.
Location of yours.
Yeah.
Ron got
shorter. Shorter.
Yeah, you didn't get the taller part, not so much. But the other thing is, depending on your budget, they make hybrid models and things like that. So you can kick up the efficiency greatly. But it'll come back to what you can afford, really. So
and how long you're going to be in the house.
Yeah.
Right, right. And isn't the average life for a heater about 12 years?
Yeah, I would say that.
I
can get longer if you maintain them, but none of us do.
Right.
We tell you how, but we don't do it.
Right.
Right.
And the other thing is there's an expansion tank that you need to put on your on your water heaters now also. There's a small expansion tank that should go on there. The reason being is the new water meters they're putting in have check valves. And so before, when the hot water would expand in the tank, it would just go back down through the pipes. It could expand and go somewhere. Today, with the check valves in those meters, it stops that water from backflowing into the service. What happens, though, is now it pressurizes that tank and overpressurizes the pipes, and that can stress the tank and make it fail prematurely. So make sure they are putting in a little expansion tank also. And it's about a 1 gallon thing?
Yeah, it's like a 1 gallon blue, looks like a propane tank almost.
And it gets installed with the system, and that'll extend the life expectancy of your water heater also.
Oh, that's really good to know.
So,
so my mechanicals are all in one closet. You know, it's the AC heat furnace and the hot water heater. So if it's a tight fit and they can't get the expansion tank in or things like that, do I have to go to a tankless system?
Yeah.
No, because if she's got all the utilities in a closet like that, all you got to do is see if you got a backflow preventer. If you don't have a backflow preventer, you don't need the tank.
Right.
And if you're an older home, you probably don't have the backflow preventer.
Yeah. I mean,
that's more new and upgrade.
Yeah. Oh, it's in a condo.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's fine. You could just expand into your neighbor's stuff then. It'll just push
right,
back on
that. Right, that's what I figured I'd do.
Yeah. It'll just push back on their system. That's okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
So yes, if the other thing is you go from a 40 to a 30, you know, and then you would punch up your recovery rate a little bit higher and go with a higher BTU unit to make up for the loss of the 10 gallons. So
I see.
That would be another option before you would have to go to the tankless system.
Yeah, do you have a plumber that you work with?
How do they measure the BTUs?
Sorry, say that again?
How do they measure the BTUs? Is there a number on that?
Oh, yeah. No, each one, what are those? 100?
The British thermal units. Yeah. So it's usually like 40,000, 50,000.
Yeah.
And then, 40 or 50,000 BTUs. And then it'll also give you like a recovery rate, how many gallons per minute. So it gets a little weird and complicated, but it's not.
So
horrible.
I would imagine that my plumber could figure all this out.
Yes.
Then I could buy it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's very helpful. I love my Total Toilet, and the experience was seamless. So I'm looking forward to the same thing with the water heater.
Excellent.
And how do I, so they would just bring it, they would deliver it then, just like they did the toilet. The plumber would pick it up.
Possibly, but you might be able to purchase it, and then your plumber can pick it up.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we did with the toilet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
I would just do that.
Well, thank you. You guys are the best. I don't know what I'd do without you.
That's what we're here for.
Okay,
thanks.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There we go. All right. So.
That was nice.
That was a nightmare when they changed over water heaters.
Yeah.
You know, like our production side, you know, they're just so used to buying cheap 40-gallon or 50-gallon electric heaters.
Yeah.
And, man, all of a sudden, you know, we got to go, prices jumped, we can't use these. And so it's amazing. I mean, I install either tankless or 80-gallon hybrids.
Wow.
The hybrids are great.
But 80 gallons?
I don't know why they're so stuck on that size. Because they make a 66, which is more than adequate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then to decrease the efficiency, of course, we put recirculating pumps on them all so that you can always have hot water. So we're just constantly moving the water on a timer.
Yeah, yeah.
But the hybrids, what's cool is when they're actually making hot water, they use air. And because most of our water heaters are in our garages, and like my garage is always 100 degrees, it'll actually cool the garage.
Because it pulls
that heat. So it actually increases the efficiency of the water heater. So
the heat, you use the heat pump, ones that have like a heat pump on them.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, that has a backup.
Because electric elements, I believe.
Yeah, so then you have electric elements in there too as a backup, but you use the heat pump to bring it up to the first level of 100 and some degrees, whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how they work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty crazy technology when you think all you do is take a glass bottle inside a tank and put a burner under it and we had hot water. Now it's.
Right.
Crazy, the technology.
Yeah. No, and that, you know, we've talked to Fujitsu and Mitsubishi about their mini split systems, and that's that same technology of being able to use a heat pump to either pull warm air out of a space or cold air out of a space, and you know, and that's how they work. It's all just taking heat from one spot and putting it to the other. But the fact that they will work down to 20 below now is just, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's major good.
That's really, really
good
crazy.
Stuff.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting technology they're coming out with. Mm-hmm.
So another thing you put on Facebook was a refrigerant line that looks like a snow cone machine.
Yeah.
To me, it just looked like foam.
Uh-huh, that white, all that
the
white.
The white is ice.
Yeah.
It looks like fun.
So she needs just a small fan blowing across it, right? Because then it adds cool air and humidity to the home.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you hear this strange whistling, you know, and I was in the house and I hear this, shh, and it's just, you don't normally hear the whistling like that, you know? So then I just opened the furnace room door and I looked and I went, oh, interesting. So I turned the system off. I let it de-ice.
Thaw.
Yes. I changed the filter and turned
it off. Was it the filter, you think?
No, I'm pretty confident it was the filter. And I know there's a bunch of people on Facebook saying it was the pressures were different and this and that and, you know, all these different combinations of problems that can make your furnace system or your air conditioning ice up.
But which is true.
Yeah.
But the most common is clog filter, right?
Yeah, because what happens is the furnace is, the blower's trying to move air across that air coil, the coil that's inside the plenum. And what happens is if there's not enough air going through there, it can start to freeze up because it just keeps running and running and running because the thermostat's calling for cool air and it's not making it there. So then it ices up, it gets worse, and and it's trying to pull all that air through there and it just can't. So changing the filter and letting it thaw out and get rid of all the ice, and there was water running everywhere. It was pretty funny. So then changed the filter, fired it all back up, and we're good to go now. So that doesn't mean...
So even when it does that, it dehumidifies the house because all that moisture's freezing.
Yes. Yeah, only down in the furnace room, though.
Yes, yes. It's still dehumidifying.
Yeah. And so it still worked. And I'm not saying it may need the Freon and all that other stuff still checked. They hadn't had their system serviced yet this year. So, we still placed a call.
Or last year from the looks of it.
Yeah. So, still called and getting the service taken care of. But if you see ice build up on the copper tubing coming out of your furnace, out of the plenum, and you've got your AC running and it doesn't feel like it's really cool and it feels like clammy in the house, that's really your telltale signs is that it's not working right. Go down and look at, you'll see the ice build up on there. And the first thing to do is turn the system off and let it thaw. And then... And then check your filter, fire it back up, and call your HVAC guy to come out and service it and check. Make sure the Freon levels are correct and that everything's running properly. So,
well, yeah, because a lot of times, even if you change the filter and it recurs fairly quickly,
yeah,
then it's telling you that it's possible, again, your Freon could be low. It could be the A coil itself is filthy.
Yeah,
so there's things that, that you need to address, and that's why you need the HVAC pro out there.
Yes. Have them come out and service it.
Service that, yeah.
Because that's the extent of my HVAC knowledge right there.
Change the filter and make a phone call.
Yes.
Can I be honest with you? I'm not much ahead of you.
I can do something else too, Rich. I can
change a capacitor because I've done that. That's it. And then I'm done.
No. I can count the blinking lights and then look at the code and see what's
wrong. Oh, the
panel? Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I can count the lights too. That's all also right. Something I can do.
I go there too, but you're right. And once I read the panel and I go, still Greek to me.
Yep.
So, it's like when you look in your car, you get the code and it says your mass airflow sensor is messed up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's just terrible.
Right.
Is it still going to run? That's all I care about. I have no idea what that is.
Yep. Exactly.
I mean, I do, but
right.
Trying to find it, right?
Exactly.
Got to go to YouTube.
Hey, I just did that too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't even work on anything anymore, all the new vehicles, without going to YouTube first. It's like I kind of figure out what it is,
yep.
Go to YouTube, watch the video, go out in the garage.
Yep.
Because they're too complicated now.
Go change the part.
YouTube's a savior.
Yep. Boom, done.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
Done. Just
boom.
Like that. All right, we'll be back right after this. You are listening to...
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. So there we go.
The office dog just licked my leg.
Ew!
Well, it's like my pants are wet now.
Sure, Robbie, the dog wet your pants.
Yeah.
Did you wipe your breakfast on your pants when you were... instead of using a napkin or something, and maybe she smelled that?
No, I haven't eaten my breakfast yet because I was waiting for my breakfast pizza from Ben.
Oh, there you go.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. I see how that works.
Okay, we're going to play a game.
Uh-oh, we are?
We are. I'm so excited. And we could play it all throughout the show, so okay. For the next 2.5 hours.
Oh, yay.
Okay, what's yay. The game?
And we're going to find some prizes. Ben is going to go look in the prize closet.
Oh, yeah.
In the vault?
Okay. In the vault, yeah. So the game is called Name Holiday Weekend Dangers. So
your roof catching on fire from firecrackers.
That's what. Yeah. Hello. Except we can't use that one anymore.
No. Why? Because I just said it.
Because you posted that.
Oh, I did post that.
So it's 15 of mistakes to avoid this 4th of July weekend, or in some cases, some of them are any weekend.
Okay.
So if you can call us. And if what you say is on one of the lists,
yeah,
we'll give you a prize.
Oh, you will.
Well, how many lists do you have?
It's
there's 15.
There's 15.
Is he going to find 15?
No, but we're going to find somehow between all of us, yeah. We will find 5.
Okay. Well, you know what? I have.
Well, you don't want us just starting to rattle stuff off then. You want
correct. I do not want you to win the prize.
I get that. That's fine. So I'm just clarifying that you have a list of 15 things that are you should avoid on holiday
that
weekend.
That somebody.
And the 4th.
On the 4th of July.
And
that somebody said. It's like Family Feud.
Okay.
You know, you don't know what the answers are. It's like name 100 people were pulled. The top 10 things are on the board.
When they call, do they have to put it in a question format like Jeopardy so that you're making like a hybrid game? You know,
what
like,
is
what is putting fireworks on my roof?
Yes. Yes, they do. They do. Okay. So we're going to play this game throughout the next 2.5 hours. Uh-huh. So the people who are sleeping now, uh-huh. When they wake up, they have a chance to play.
Okay.
And again, it could be really a dumb thing because, again, you know, who knows who said these things?
What? Usually on the 5th, you go walk around in your backyard and you just see bottle rockets sprinkled all over everywhere.
Yep.
You know, and if
somebody... unlike when we were kids and we just shot them at each other in the street. You know,
yeah, what happened
to
that?
Much smarter and safer.
Or you just hit, you know, you light them and you hold them and you just...
You're not supposed to say that stuff on air, but you're right.
Again,
that's what we did.
Some of these are exclusive to 4th of July weekend. Some are just...
In general?
In general, like summer barbecue type things.
Barbecue, right. Okay.
So that's the only clue I will give. The number is 847-475-1590. You have to put it in the form of a question. You can play throughout the day.
Yeah.
5 people will get a prize if...
You mean if they get the top 5 answers?
Not the top 5. Any of the answers on here.
Okay.
Any 5 people will win.
Since we did the bottle rocket on the roof starting a house on fire one.
Yes.
Is that on your list? And that one doesn't count.
No, but you guys can discuss that.
Okay.
Because you posted that on Facebook.
So I can only assume that was a cedar roof, although you never know. It could have also been a Roman candle thing that got shot up there.
Exactly.
And you know, if they had pine needles in a valley somewhere where there's like a buildup of pine needles, that would be my guess that... You know, a bottle rocket went up there, or maybe a Roman candle that was shot and hit the roof. And that, if you hit a pile of pine needles, mm-hmm. You know that's going up fast.
So, I get a kick out of it, you know, because like here in Florida now, like I said, moving down here has been kind of, you know, everything's a little different. So they passed a law years ago that said it's absolutely illegal to have or buy fireworks.
Okay.
Except every 2 corners, there's a tent right now with a container sitting there selling fireworks. So here's the skinny on that. There was a news story this week, and I really didn't realize this. So it's illegal to buy and have fireworks. It's illegal to have fireworks that leave the ground. In other words, you can have firecrackers, things that you throw on the ground. But if it leaves the ground, it's illegal.
Right.
The reason they can sell them is because there's a loophole in there that says you might need something like fireworks to scare off birds from your crops.
Oh, geez.
So apparently in Florida, we do not celebrate the 4th of July. Technically, we scare the hell out of birds.
Nice.
And now it's legal. I just laughed. I was like, they're illegal. I mean, you know, they're illegal in Illinois. So everybody goes to Indiana and buys them, right?
Right, Wisconsin.
But they're illegal here, and they sell them everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
Wow.
There's tents across the street from each other. That's how redunculous it is.
Yeah, everybody just drives up to Wisconsin, or they go to Indiana,
yeah,
and then they bring them all back.
Yeah, apparently when you buy them here, you got to sign the waiver, and the waiver just, you know, is basically saying, you know, I'm going to use these legally because, you know, the birds are annoying me. So the guy selling them is off the hook because he sold them to you to scare birds.
To get the birds
like,
off your crops.
Yeah, because we need that. We need the big ones that light up in the sky.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I just thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. So, you know, if you have a cedar roof and there's a mm-hmm. bunch of people shooting off stuff, you might want to hose your house down. At least get mm-hmm. the
or
get the
clean
cedar.
The valleys out.
Yeah, make sure all the pine needles and the leaves are off of your roof. Get up there, mm-hmm. blow all that stuff off so that if something does land on your roof, you're not creating a tinderbox for your house to go up. Which sounds right. goofy, but I think there's like 4 or 5 homes a year that just burn down from fireworks. From something landing on them. So, and
that,
it's just,
and then you have the, you know, the Christmas in the fireplace thing. So,
yes.
It's just seasonal.
Yes. It's same principle, you know, but it's mm-hmm. there's some basic things you can do to stop that.
When can we knock on our neighbor's door, or not even knock on the door because they're out in freaking front, uh-huh. and just say, knock it off already. A, it smells like, you know, all that stuff.
I love the smell of gunpowder in the
yeah.
morning.
It's loud. It's late, the dog's freaking out. I'm trying to sleep. At what point can you tap the neighbor on the shoulder and say, knock the blank off?
Midnight.
Midnight?
Yeah, because then it's no longer the 4th. It's the 5th. You're done.
Got to use it all up. Can't
if that's the case, then I could knock on their door now and say, it's not the 4th yet. Knock it off. Right?
Yeah. Technically. My neighborhood's pretty bad. I pick up hundreds of bottle rockets in my backyard, and who knows where they're coming from. So, but they're just all over the place.
And then down here, because they do, you know, Naples and everywhere does really great fireworks shows from the Gulf. They get every one of them has a barge out there.
Yeah.
And but there's still tourists and morons that just litter the beach with all the stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, we get.
Did
we
you
got
say tourists and morons?
Yes.
Did you say
yes,
that?
Yes, mostly from Miami, if you don't mind. But yes, they come over our side and then they trash our beaches, you know, for the 2 days, and then they go back to Miami.
They go back home, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, but yeah, I mean, and we're not supposed to do them anyway because of the, you know, we have the sea turtles nesting right now.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
So. No, so you've got to be all careful about all that stuff.
It's scaring them off. So,
yeah. Yeah, anyway.
I guess be careful if you've got the fireworks out.
Yeah.
So what's your...
Don't burn your neighbor's house down. You know, mess up the yards.
Yeah, so what do you got there, Robbie? So what's your list now? One more time. Review this one. Unsoma.
Well, first of all, I have to say to the person who emailed me, yes, I appreciate your 2 answers. And yes, I appreciate that you revised it in the form of a question.
But you're supposed to call, right?
Appreciate that.
What do you got, Robbie?
I don't know.
Special delivery?
Oh! Ooh!
Special delivery?
Yes. I do appreciate you advise, but I think, sir, who you know who you are, it was call in.
Call in.
Call in. Uh-oh. And I know you can call in.
Uh-oh.
Well, actually, I don't know that, but, you know.
But you do.
Because you've never
you
called
read it,
in,
though.
In the 7 years that...
Doesn't that count? If
he
they
communicated with you.
I did say call in.
Did you?
But you could revise the rules because you never really wrote them out anyway, and you're sort
right.
of winging this.
Right.
Okay, well.
So let's go to the officer of the station here. The legal officer, Ben.
My title.
You're our legal officer, correct?
I said call in.
Not of the law.
No, but you are the keeper of the key to the prize closet, are you not?
To oh yeah, of course.
So okay, so let's go to the keeper of the key of the prize closet. Ben, what did you find in the prize closet?
We got some good books here.
Okay.
Yay.
We got one called The Old School Advantage, Timeless Tools for Every Generation.
Okay.
A book by J.N. Whitten.
Okay. And then, what else do we have?
And then.
A book called Life.
A book called Life? Yes. Isn't
that
a game?
Good.
It's a new book by the Pulitzer Prize-winning Edward O. Olson, revealing what basically science, biology, evolution, genetics, anthropology, and environmental
science. I like
science.
That. I think I'm going to win. I think I'm going to say that this person.
Oh, he's got more. The keeper of the key of the prize closet.
Yeah, but I'm just going to say the person who emailed one, and
I'll
keep the book.
What is Trixie dancing around about?
I don't know.
Is it hot in the studio so you have the door open?
Yeah, no, she's going. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry, prize closet boy.
No, wait. He went from legal prize. He went from legal prize man to now he's down to what?
Prize man.
Okay. Prize
Vacation Guide
boy.
To the Solar System, an intergalactic travel bureau book by Olivia Koshy and Jana Grishevich.
Excellent.
Which is sciencey.
Oh, here we go. We'll be
this
back right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Just look for Mighty House. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got the tip of the week coming up here real quick, and let's get to the phones for a second. Hey, Will, you're on Mighty House.
Hello. I think maybe my tip of the week is better. Don't say that to do 4th of July. Don't bring plastic explosive to your boss's 4th of July party.
Why?
He had a 4x4 post in his backyard. They were setting off fireworks. I brought a golf ball-sized piece of plastic explosive and set it off, and it blew the windows out of his shed. And pretty darn bad. So, anyway.
And Will, we're not going to find out where you got plastic explosives.
You can make it, but what? I'm not going to say how.
Okay.
Anyway,
there's the physicist.
little hint, too. For anybody who's looking for a really good time and fireworks for the 4th of July, check out Great Lakes Naval Training Center. Every year they have a carnival. They have bands. They have a really kick-ass fireworks display. It's amazing, and it's free.
Okay. Oh, yeah, up in Waukegan, right?
Well, Great Lakes. Don't build a town.
Okay. All right. That's true.
Will, I want to thank you very much for the breakfast you brought in.
No problem.
Awesome.
You got to keep your girlish figure.
I'm not sure. You're bringing me
donuts.
Yeah, probably Bismarck donuts. You want me to keep my girlish figure?
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Will.
Bye, Will. So, and I wanted to ask him, actually, he got off the phone quick, but I wanted to ask him about that other post he put on there with the below-grade fireplace, how they vented it.
Yes. Excellent. Maybe we can get him to call back later.
Yeah. Funny stuff.
Yes. All right, let's do this. Maybe.
Okay, Sparky.
Okay. So you know what I found out this week? That I went to the store to buy a 4x4, and it was only 3.5x3.5.
Oh,
no!
Stop it!
No! What?
Yep.
So you got ripped off, dude.
Well, you know what? My fence ended up 6 inches short of the corner. All right. Well, that's what happens. I mean, that's the worst thing that could happen, realistically, right? It's 4x4 post and an 8-foot fence section. You end up short. Yeah. You're supposed to be short of your property line anyway.
Uh-huh.
All right, so today's this week's tip of the week is about PPE for homeowners.
What?
Personal.
What?
What? PPE.
What?
It's about PPE?
PPE.
Oh.
For homeowners.
Okay.
Personal protection equipment. So, you know, as contractors, we have to work following OSHA rules. And
Smith
you know,
and Wesson? Are you talking about Smith and Wesson? Or
that's no, not that level of protection. Oh. This is more like working on your house, not protecting your house.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, but the Beretta 92A is fine. Okay, so the OSHA rules, you know, we face serious penalties if we don't follow OSHA rules by supplying protection equipment for employees and workers on job sites. So a lot of people, though, when they're working on their own home, they don't think much about it. Or even if they do, like if you watch a lot of the shows on DIY and all that, you'll see them. Typically, they'll throw on a pair of safety glasses. Okay, so that's a pretty obvious one. However, most people aren't aware that everything that we have to purchase has to follow a certain standard, and there's a number associated with that, so that we know what's the proper piece to buy. So let's start simply with the safety glasses. So if you go in a store, there's tons of them. They got beautiful looking sunglasses. They got wraparounds. They got, you know, multiple choices. The key here, though, is that you want to make sure on the lens on the corner, it says Z87. The Z87 is a standard that they have to follow in the manufacturing and all that. And that's going to tell you that those are impact rated and so on, and they're safer for you to wear.
Is that stamped on the glasses or is that on the packaging?
It's actually molded usually on the frame or on the glasses because OSHA shows up on a job site. They want to inspect your glasses.
I'll have to go out and check mine.
And it will be molded right on the side of the glasses or even on, I've seen them on the lenses.
Yeah.
So always look for that. I mean, this is a lot of goofy stuff in a way. But, you know, when you see safety glasses and this pair is $3 and this one's $9, odds are the $3 ones are just plastic glasses.
Which are not
as safe because if it gets hit in the eye and the plastic shatters, you could end up with a big piece of plastic in your eye opposed to the little piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like choose your battles.
Well, I'm going to run out and check it. I got them in the car.
Okay. Hearing protection is also important. And this is a, you know.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Dude, if I'm in a quiet room, my ears are ringing all the time as it is from running saws and everything else. But when you go to buy earplugs or earmuffs, most people don't realize that the number on them, it'll say usually 26 decibels, 33 decibels, okay? That is the ability, that's how much it will reduce the noise. That's not the hearing level. So if you're at a rock concert or a NASCAR race and it's 100 to 120 decibels in there, you put the 33s in, you're only going to go down to about 70 decibels. In other words, you're still going to get some noise, but it helps and it blocks a lot of the frequencies that does the most damage. So you always want to make sure you choose those properly. Footwear is a big one. That's when you see that all the time on the home improvement shows. They're running around in sneakers and stuff.
And sandals and...
Yeah, and I've stepped on nails, and I've had actually quarter-inch rebar go all the way through my foot.
Excellent.
And it's not, you know what it was? I was wearing sneakers on a job one day because I only had to go do something for a couple of hours. So why wear the big, heavy work boots?
Right.
Yep. Stepped on a piece. I was breaking up a precast stair set.
Yep.
Stepped on a piece of quarter-inch rebar, went all the way through my foot. So, and I finished working 4 more hours before I went to the hospital.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I stuck one through my skull. I had that. I had it in my skull. I had rebar.
Well, that boots aren't going to help you there.
No.
Sorry.
No, but what?
That's a hard head issue.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, anyway, so on footwear, they actually have markings for your footwear. And if you look on the tongue of your work boots, it would say Z41 on there. And that's going to tell you that they are built to a standard to prevent punctures and toe protection. So there's typically steel shank, you know, hard steel toes. And they weigh a ton. Don't get me wrong. My Red Wings, but probably one of the most comfortable pair of shoes I have are my Red Wing boots.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I wear them much anymore, I hate to say.
Yeah. But they're
so
there. You've
that's
got
a
them.
Big one. So now I'm going to move to another big one, the managing the dust. Now, this one's really kind of a pet peeve when you watch them on TV. When we talk about managing dust, it's not just inhaling it. It's also throughout your house. But you watch TV, you see people wearing dust masks. So same thing. You go to a store, box stores are, you know, will have everything from dust masks to what we call respirators. And the respirators have ratings, and they have an N95 on them. And what that means is they will block or keep you from inhaling 95% of what is in the air. Okay, so that's great. It's going to filter out a bunch. The N95s, though, typically will break down from sweat and oils. Mm-hmm. Okay, so right next to them on the shelf, there'll be P95s. Now, the P95 is a little bit more money, but they're going to last you twice as long. So realistically, you should always be looking for a P95 respirator, and a respirator has a little vent on the front. Dust masks are useless. Dust masks, you just throw it away. You don't even need a dust mask. So respirator is where you want to go. But keep in mind, when you wear a respirator, sometimes it can make it harder to breathe. So, you know, make sure you're healthy enough. You know what I mean? You could cause your heart attacks, harder to breathe, respiratory problems. But as far as that dust throughout your house, plastic is a huge thing. You know, cover up openings to the rest of your house, HVAC and so on, to keep that dust from spreading through the house.
Yep.
And the last thing would be air scrubbers, but most people won't go that route.
But those are rentable, and that's probably something you can rent. So, all right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.